Right, morning to you. 10:05. I'm sure most of us heard the incredible news that UK scientists and Polish doctors had helped a paraplegic man walk again. It was just an astonishing story this yesterday, wasn't it? If you were watching the Nolan Live television show last night, you will have seen an astonishing human being called Phoebe Lyle and her mother Jane. There was such a massive reaction to this after last night's programme. So thank you to all of you who engaged with the TV show last night. Phoebe came into the studio with her mum and I asked them what the news meant to them.
It is a medical breakthrough and it's terribly exciting. Professor Reisman's been working on this for over 20 years and he's taken nasal cells from about here and he's stripped them back into stem cells and then implanted them to form a bridge between the gap in the spinal cord. In this case, it was created through a stab injury. And certainly if you watched the programme last night, there was muscle regrowth, and it's terribly exciting.
What impact did it have on your family?
Well, we were just thrilled whenever we woke up in the morning because we've actually been in contact with Professor Reisman over the past 10 years. So we knew what stage the... We knew that he was at the clinical trial stage with his research. But... And we also knew that at the moment it isn't suitable for Phoebe because he's trying to perfect it with injuries that are lower down. However, within the next 10 to 20 years, with the advances, and because he's making it freely available to all scientists and medical researchers throughout the world and doctors, then there's a very real possibility that that research will speed up.
Phoebe, it might not work, but it might. Are you excited? Are you hopeful?
We're saying that it might happen. I would say I'm quite excited, and I know at the minute with my life, I wouldn't say it's something I want to happen to me at the minute, but I would like to at least move my hands for the chance to catch something on a camera for Zipper, because I'm not into really walking yet, because I basically don't remember anything about walking, but if it helped anyone else who is the same as in the same disability and is paralysed the same as me, I would love it to help them.
And you said, Phoebe, that you would like to be able to move your hands. When's the last time your hands moved?
Before the accident.
Which was how many years ago?
13.
So you haven't moved your hands in 13 years?
No, it's 13 years. 2001.
Can you tell me what happened to you?
In 2001, I was knocked down by a car while on my holidays in Spain. 2 weeks later, I woke up and was told by the doctors that I wouldn't walk again. And to be honest, I was shocked and didn't want to believe what I'd been told.
And you get that news when you're such a young child that you don't presumably understand at that age, Phoebe. But as you get older, you start to understand.
Yes, as I got older, I began to realise more things about the disability. Then I just decided to I said to myself, one day, why did this happen to me? Next minute, I decided to just say to myself, why not? It could happen to anyone. I'm fortunate it did happen to me, so I've just decided I'm going to make a difference to people.
A special thing to say. Whoever knocked Phoebe down has never been caught.
No.
It's a hit and run.
Yes. But we don't think about him because that's a waste. You know, It's a wasted emotion. He doesn't have any influence on our life now. And Phoebe lives
I'm sorry, just to continue, but the thread of thought in my mind is someone knocks down a 3-year-old child and they drive on.
Well, he has to live with that. He has to look at himself in the mirror every day. But we decided, you know, the Spanish police are still looking for him. You know, the case will remain open. But so far, you know, he hasn't had the courage to come forward. However, Phoebe has had the courage to live her life to the full.
What is this called, the tube coming out of your neck? What is that called?
The first, the smaller one, that can be seen if you look closely, is the tracking. The second, longer one, is the ventilator.
Because when you were knocked down, I'm trying to understand what it actually did to your body that you need help breathing. What did it do?
Phoebe suffered a complete spinal cord injury at C1 to C3. Which is actually referred to as an internal decapitation. And she was very, very fortunate to survive it. And she survived simply because our friends that we were with, Cello was the senior intensive care nurse in the local hospital. And she did CPR to keep Phoebe alive until the ambulance arrived. But if you remember Christopher Reeve, his injury was C2 to C4. So Phoebe's is actually slightly is as high as it can go. But so it basically means that she hasn't any control from the neck down. But as Phoebe herself says, what have you got control over?
I have control over my mind. I have control over my mouth, and everything from the head up is normal. Everything going down from below my neck. I can't feel.
I hope this isn't a stupid question, Phoebe. Because you don't know, because you were 3 years of age when this happened to you. And how old are you now, sorry?
I am 16 now.
Do you know what it would feel like to be able to walk? Like, do you sometimes wonder what it would feel like?
I sometimes think to myself, what it would be like if I could walk and if I could move my hands, but I don't get upset by it.
How do you not get upset?
I know that I guess I tell myself that what I can, I'm looking at what I can do. Came around and the fact that I can move from a stick except for one. My mouth is basically all I need to do, and I find that the work I do inspire other people who are disabled, so that as far as they see me as an inspiration and someone who they can follow, I don't see anything worse than what they could see.